Okay. So this is something I wanted to talk to you about.
Let's
It's
go.
totally on this. Okay. So I've noticed there have been a lot of
You know, I just so got
weirdos.
like weird 10-second triggered because whenever someone used to get in front of me at church,
Oh no, I've
they would
noticed.
always start with
Oh
they would go, "I've noticed
no.
that." Like, but you be noticing way too
Oh,
much.
I am
Please
sorry.
notice yourself. I'm sorry. No, it's fine. But it was just a funny moment to happen right now while this is happening. It was just, I've
I've
noticed
noticed. You're so right. You're so right.
that
Okay,
you kind of wear really low-cut shirts around the boys. Like, yeah, just around the boys.
Follow us on Twitter at SH Wives to stay up to date on our episode releases and get even more involved in our no bullshit community. Send us an email at shtypw@gmail.com and definitely subscribe. Or don't. But if you don't, that sucks. Thanks.
So I think back in the day, there was a lot of big pushes for adult evangelism. Okay. So we wanted to have like rallies and tents and revivals. And we were always trying to reach the adults, which makes sense, right? That's who can convert to a different religion.
Those are the ones who have the money.
Also that. But what I think is really fascinating is I've noticed this myself in ministry, hearing people gradually start to try to focus shift their focus towards children, children's ministry. Okay. Child evangelism fellowship is like this huge ass thing. So now we are using games and toys and songs and VBSs to evangelize these, proselytize these children away from their families.
Did you hear about that very, very popular preacher who put out coloring books? Did you hear
I
about
did
that?
not.
And he's the main person of the coloring books. Like, he's like the Jesus character. And they're like, how can I be more like? And there, you can Google these and you would know the name. Everyone knows the name.
You know what?
It's so disturbing. I should
I've
send it to
heard
you.
of
But
it,
that
but
is
now I
exactly
can't
what you're
remember
talking
who it is.
about.
But yes, I know I have heard of it. I don't remember who it is, but yeah.
A little
So,
giant church out in North Carolina, but I won't say which one.
yeah. And when
Which
you
I don't
tell me,
care,
I'll
fuck
know.
him,
Yeah,
but it's
just
just I don't
say,
even want to give it attention. But yeah, there's coloring books where he's like the Jesus character.
Oh,
It's
God.
so bad. And
Oh,
he's
gross.
like there in his like cool outfit. And he's like, do what so and so would do, kid. And they're literally coloring books for the kids.
That's a fucking cult. So,
It
okay,
is
so we went from
all the
adults,
way cult.
yeah, to
I'm
children,
listening.
and like now realizing how gross it is to try to proselytize kids away from their families, but whatever.
What does
Yeah.
proselytize mean? I should know
Like
this word.
convert, just to convert.
Oh,
It's
I like
another
that
word for
word better. It
evangelize.
sounds like way more ancient novel. I want you to use
Yeah.
it.
Okay.
How do you spell that? Proselytize. I
I
want to
don't
know that I'm
know.
saying it right.
PR. I'm
Proselytize? Is there a
not
T
gonna.
in there?
There's not a T.
Proselytize. It was just a C? Doesn't matter.
I think it's an S. Okay. I
You
don't know.
might be
I
a
can
little
Google it.
buzzed. It's fine. I trust you.
Okay.
Continue.
So then now the next step is something I've been hearing about. People on Twitter have been talking about this. We've talked about it in the context of purity culture, that the fact that we're going to win the culture war by having more babies, right?
I don't know
So
why, but that just really brought some like vomitous bile into my throat. That was weird.
it's really disgusting. And then
The
and
babies. Ugh.
we've sort of talked about the idea that getting making women, telling everybody you have to wait to have sex till marriage, so everybody gets married really young before you're like smart enough to realize that they're marrying you off to some asshole.
When you're easy
Like
to control.
when you're easy, so like all of that, plus you have to have a lot of babies because that's the only way we're going to win the culture war. Because the liberals hate babies, they just like to kill all their babies, they're not having any babies. So if we just have all the babies, we'll win the culture war. Like, this is literally what people are saying. So
Babies.
hate
They want to
babies.
kill all the babies. That's not funny, but it is
It's
so funny.
so okay. So here's what put it all
'Cause
together
you're
for me,
so
because
right.
you said this, right? The culture is forking off from Christianity.
Fork
Okay,
off. Yeah.
forking off. Yes,
They're
because
forking all the way off. Sorry. I'm
yes.
listening. Sorry.
No, you're right. So, because 100 years ago, the culture was essentially Christian. So you could have a revival, and you could get all these adults who would be like, "Yeah, I'm a sinner. I suck. I need to get saved, right? And so you could, all the adults would sort of get saved. We'd have this big, whatever they call it in history. There's a word for it where everybody gets religious all of a sudden. Awakening, the Great Awakening. That was it. We had the Great Awakening. So everybody wants a new Great Awakening. Here's the problem. It's not working anymore. Adults can see through the bullshit because we have something called science now. And people are like, that's not good. Also, you don't like women and you really hate the gays. So we're like really not into that as adults. So the only thing that they could really do is try to evangelize the children. But then they realized eventually that didn't really work either, because the whole family doesn't usually
come into the church. Parents take their kids home and they're like, you learned what today?
Yeah, and just
they
because
said what to you?
Yeah, a six-year-old like is like, Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. And now you're like, you're converted.
Come into my heart.
But it doesn't mean anything because it's just a six-year-old saying magic words. So
magic words. Yeah, exactly.
So it literally, like, their last resort, right? They can't convert the adults. It's not really working on the kids. Their last resort is just to have more babies. And if that doesn't tell you that the belief system is bogus, like, I don't know what is. Like, the only way to preserve your culture and your religion is to just have a lot of babies. And then non-bastard babies. And then, as we know, because we were youth workers, then you have to spend thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to send those babies to camp and Sunday school and Awana and VBS and whatever stupid ass program that you can think of. Mission trips to keep them brainwashed enough so that they never look around and see all these other people who are like, yeah, that's some weird ass shit that you believe.
Yeah, they make it their normal.
Yeah,
they normalize it so hard. They're like, everyone outside of it is so bizarre.
So, I mean, to me, in a way, it's encouraging because the culture is moving it away from it. And I think, like you said, there are denominations that have moved with the culture to understand that, no, we need a new understanding of, you know, these issues. And if Christianity is going to be able to at all be to continue, we have to be able to reinterpret these concepts in a way that makes sense and includes the things that we have now learned as humans. We learn new things as humans, and so now we know new things and we can interpret whatever religious scriptures we have, I don't care what kind it is, in this new light of, you know, understanding the way biology works, understanding the way evolution works, understanding the way sexuality works. Like, you know, you have to you have to grow or die. And most of Christianity has just chosen die or try to have as many babies as possible. But as we know, those babies sometimes grow up to be bisexual leftists. So it doesn't always work out that way.
Right. Yeah. And don't you think it's pathetic that, like, it's kind of like when you're in that part of an argument, like the other person knows they're not, like, failing this argument at all. And they're just like, well, yeah, you do that. Or
yeah. Yeah.
So, like, it's like they've run out of so many options that now they're just like, because everyone's like, you're oppressive. So yeah. Now they're at the bottom of the barrel. Yeah. And they're like, us too.
Yeah.
You're, what about me? I'm oppressed as fuck. No, you're not. But you're not, though. They've run out of so many options.
They have.
They're just like, we're so oppressed, just like you guys.
Yeah.
You will not become relevant by using that. I'm sorry.
No. I just think it's interesting. They've pretty much given up on evangelizing adults. And, you know, now it's kind of kids, but also mostly like just now it's just last ditch effort to keep your own kids in the religion. And of course, that's failing, right? As we can see. So the other thing, I tweeted about that. And I also said, you know, a culture war is not a spiritual practice.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want your kids to stay in if your spiritual beliefs are that important to you and you want your kids to be spiritual and you want them to have like some kind of a deeper connection to God, like maybe don't just make it a fucking culture war, because that's not a spiritual practice. So they're like, my kids are leaving my faith. No, they're not. They're leaving your culture war and your political social club. They aren't leaving your faith because there's no faith involved. There's no spirituality. There's no real connection to anything. So, of course, they're leaving.
And it's so funny, too, because I've never, up until this year, I've like intentionally never talked about like sexual orientation or gender, whatever. I always just, not like I intentionally didn't talk about it, but I didn't, I was just like, I don't know. And then yeah. It was so interesting to me that over time of not really making it an issue or bringing light to it, like my oldest daughter was like, I really think it's really unfair. You can't just love that you love. And that literally just came from her.
Yep. Yep.
Raised in church. Well, with me as a mom. So with a humongous grain of salt. Raised in
right. Church.
And then, of course, the younger ones were like, yeah, that is stupid. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it is stupid.
Right. It is.
And she went from like, hey, mom, I need to come out to you. And I'm like, getting all excited. And she's like, I need to come out to you as straight. And it's funny because in her mind, at that time, it was like, she just thought everyone came out to their parents, regardless.
Which is how it should be.
Exactly. And I'm like, if we're going to come out at all, why isn't everyone coming out as everything?
Yeah.
Right? Like, so, and absolutely. Which I think coming out doesn't need to be a thing, but I get it. So, but anyways.
Yeah.
I thought that was precious. But then like much later.
She
came out as like a different sexual orientation, but
right.
Point is that so they what you're saying, like they were like way more in a culture of
yes,
what makes sense. So it's just harder now.
Yeah,
like just do it because I say.
Yeah,
I have that exact. It's like our generation who is like, I'm fucking done with because I said so.
Yes,
I don't know. Like the generation Gen before, like, I said even... so do it or I'll beat your ass, and that was normal.
Yeah.
When we came around, we're like, no. Cause why? Because for why, explain it to me.
Yeah.
And so then our kids seem to be more like,
we're
just like, you know what? You'll just decide. I'm too busy and overwhelmed with work, life balance.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how to feel about sex. Just let me know when it's time.
Oh,
and it's interesting because they came to that conclusion on their own.
Yes.
I did not contaminate them with, you know, pro gay or like pro the Bible or anything.
Yep.
I was just like, they'll be out in the world and they'll know and they'll come tell me.
Yeah.
And I literally was so blown away because I haven't even used that language with them of like, you love who you love. Like,
yes.
It just, they on their own were like, I just think it's stupid that you can't just love who you love. And I was like, hell yeah.
Yes.
And then it went from there.
I had that exact same experience. I love it. And that's actually what made me think about have all of the effort we put into trying to keep our kids in the faith, right? Because I raised my kids like that for, you know, gosh, my oldest is 16. So we got out of it when he was 13. Okay. So he was in it a long ass time. And as soon as we got out of it, like you said, I didn't say anything. I wasn't out there trying to de-evangelize them. I wasn't trying to push anything on them. Every single one of my older kids is just like, of course it's okay to be gay. Of like, same, like you said, like, it's stupid. You can't love who you, and like, and they're like mad about it. And even with the abortion issue, and like, I didn't know what they would think about that because again, you know, that's not how I was raised. And most of their life, if we ever talked about it, which I tried not to talk to my kids about abortion, but you know,
yeah,
it came up or whatever. But like, literally they were so upset about Roe v. Wade. And they were like, it's your body. And I actually had to have kind of a similar conversation of like, I sat down and explained the other side to my kids because they didn't get it. Mm-hmm. They're like, how could someone tell you what to do with your body? Like, that doesn't make any sense. And so I kind of tried to explain, well, this is how, what I was taught, this is what they think. So they say, this is what they mean. But just the fact that it took so much effort. We put so much effort into trying to keep kids, because as a youth leader, right, in the faith, and it took no effort for them to just be like, people should love who they love, and also you should have bodily autonomy.
Absolutely.
And they just, like, it's self-evident. Like in the, is it the Bill of Rights, whatever? Like, we hold these truths to be self-evident. There are some things that are just self-evident. And if you stop trying to brainwash people, they're going to come to the conclusions that people should just be able to love who they want to love. And I think that's really cool. And it was reassuring to me to be like, yeah, that's common sense. Like, you don't have to train it. I feel
like somebody would come back and be like, well, they're informed by culture. But the thing is,
yeah,
is that that's fine. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, what makes more sense, there's also a non-church culture, that environment. I mean, I live in an extremely conservative state, but an extremely conservative area.
Right.
So it's not like, mm-hmm. you know, we live in freaking Oregon or somewhere that it's like just the tea.
Right.
So for her to come back, it was almost like she was like, of course you shouldn't touch an oven or like, you know, the burner right. when it's hot. It was
exactly.
Why would anyone care if you didn't love a certain person? Like, it does, like, same. Why would they even care?
Yeah, my kids go to a...
And I swear on my life that they were not in an environment of, like, you know, yeah, pride flags and gay. And, like, it just wasn't that environment.
Yeah, if anything, absolutely.
They may have assumed the opposite just because of mm-hmm. the church environment. But yes. I didn't want to ever inform them either way. And on their own, logically, they were just like... That's stupid. And
that's stupid. Like, yeah.
Actually, it is very stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. My kids went to a rural school in the Midwest. Yeah. Like, it's not yeah. like they're. So, yeah. And I just, even their beliefs about God, I mean, they were like, a lot of that, you know, started untangling some of those literal interpretations and just kind of being like, yeah, I just don't know if I, what I believe or, you know.
You know what's so interesting is like, now that you're saying this, my kids don't read the Bible.
Yeah.
I don't. But the other day I asked one of my kids or all of, I don't know. I was like, do you believe there's a God? It was like a random.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, yeah. And I was like, I regardless of whatever, I have no opinion mm-hmm. on what she believes. But my point is that it's not because she reads the Bible or goes to church.
Right. Right.
So it's like, she also is so fully pro mm-hmm. queer, mm-hmm. pro, pride,
yeah,
all of those things. But then it's like, yeah, I mean, in her yeah. mind, like, duh, there is, but I don't yeah. know why she's there. I didn't inform that, but that, so I'm just yeah. like, the weird thing of like, unless they're in church and like being completely mind controlled and brainwashed,
yeah,
they're gonna slip away. I'm like, well, I guess it depends on your definition of slipping away.
Exactly. That
might actually be a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think my kids are pretty good humans. I'm pretty proud of them.
Because I really think at the end of the day, apparently it doesn't just stop the recording. It stops the whole ass thing. All I was saying was, I think at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
the concept to it, like a child of like there being a like smarter being that created you somehow
mm-hmm.
that is in control or has authority or whatever it is, however you see like your parental, this person is handling the big deal shit, like doing all the adulting. Their concept of what that character is like is completely on you. Mm-hmm. So if you are a fair
yeah.
person who listens to reasoning and doesn't just say no, shut up, or if you're not like, you're not beating their ass for no reason, you're not being like, if you're like, and apologizing when you mess up, and like
mm-hmm.
if you're being a fair, decent, logical person who, when they say why, you're not just like, oh, just because
mm-hmm.
you care about them understanding and you care about preparing them for actual adulthood, all these things, like if you can be like a good
mm-hmm.
like relatable, down-to-earth, conversational, communicative, loving, like forgiving, whatever, etc., that is how they're going to view if there is
mm-hmm.
a greater being who created them or whatever they decide to believe.
Right.
Regardless of whatever it is, maybe they think that Buddha took a shit and that's how they exist. Either way, whatever belief system they have, that's a being that's greater than them, who's somehow mm-hmm. in control and all these things, their impression of that by default is going to be what you represent to them, or what you present to them, I mean.
Yeah.
So I think it's a big deal to be, it's a huge fucking deal to be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that whatever impression or whatever, however you shape their worldview of what that looks like of a person who can say yes or no, or who controls basically their world, that's how they're going to view that being. And so I'm sitting here like, they're going to figure out what they believe. All I need to do is love them, explain things, and prepare them for the weirdness.
I love that. Like, and can we put that on like a mug or something as like the parent, a parent thing? Like,
love them, explain things, and prepare them for the weirdness.
Prepare them for the weirdness.
That's all you gotta do. But I think letting them figure out the logic on their own when you've explained your logic, and I just think that their concept of that thing or being or whatever existing is going to be a lot more of a welcoming place or like a believable situation.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not at all saying that the goal is to make your kids believe in whatever.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying if they are going to believe it, their concept of what the character of that thing is like, then you're like, why would God give a shit who you love?
Right.
Just like they're thinking, my mom doesn't give a shit who I like. I could bring home a girl, a boy, or someone who doesn't identify as either. And she's still going to be like, let's have spaghetti and play poker.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I just think that's going to be like their view because that's what you.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I feel like they're going to gravitate toward that. They're going to want to think that there's a greater being of some kind taking care of them. And looking after them, like providing for them, all these things just should be a natural progression.
Yeah.
But what do you think is going to happen when their impression of that is like controlling and bigoted and, you know, this person's accepted and this person isn't. And if you sin, you might go to this horrible fiery place as punishment. Like, what do you think they're going to do when they're adults, 21 plus, I can do what I want. They're going to be like, fuck that bullshit. I don't need that in my life.
Absolutely. And
you're creating...
Yes.
Your own fear, because you're parenting out of fear.
Yes.
God damn, and they're not going to stick with you because of your fear.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want some insecure, you know, like out of control whack job that can't decide what they believe depending on what the new Christian fad is. They're going to be like, I don't know. That's kind of a lot of bullshit. I'm just going to find my own thing.
Yes. 100%. 1,000%. That was the biggest thing for me is transitioning away from parenting out of fear. And it's been so much better. So much better. Trying to control. It is so hard. Trying to control and then fighting those like fear impulses when you can't control, because of course you can't control other humans. They do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And and I just think too, like if my kids are happy without any belief in a higher power, then they're fine. Then they're happy. That's the goal, right? If they want to believe in a higher power, and if that's important to them and they feel like that's going to improve their quality of life, then I want them to have that. But like you said, what kind of a deity do you want them, you know, who wants to believe in this, you know, bigoted, angry, you know, jerk in the sky, right?
And you're also going to inform their level or their boundaries of tolerance for some idiot jackass who wants to date them and also control them. It's not just religious.
Exactly.
Like you're also telling them, like, you didn't have to fear me. Why would you put up with fear from some idiot who doesn't mean anything to you? Like
1,000%. That was okay. So we're talking about parenting. We're talking about God. Someone, again, this was another tweet that was out there. Somebody said, what if God is so much more gracious than we are? And which I think if we're talking about the real God, my response was, if he is, he's not in the Bible.
100%.
Because I'm like, what if God is that? But here's the reason I stopped believing in the God of the Bible, because I'm a better parent than he is.
Yes. I've said the same thing.
That dude's
a douchebag.
Yeah. Like that's how you're going to treat your kids. Like you suck. You're the worst parent ever. I've literally
said before, how do I know how to be a better parent than he does?
Yeah.
And so, where do I get that instinct from?
Right. Yeah. So it's, So like if we're going to talk about a real God or a real divinity or that we somehow connect to, then it's going to be someone or something who is better than we are.
Yeah.
And so if you're talking about a God who creates these beings who are in his children by the very nature of the fact that he created them, so don't give me this bullshit about we're not all God's children, just the ones that believe. Okay, bullshit. He created everyone. They're his children. And so he's going to treat his children like love me or go to this fiery place for eternity or you know, I'm going to drown half civilization. I'm going to open up the earth and swallow the other, you know, all this stuff. Like, that's really shitty parenting. So, to say the least.
What is one of my top three, definitely 100% most dislike, like, postures toward that? Because that's a pretty common, that's a hugely common question. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is, well, he's God. He can be an asshole. Not these words, obviously, but yeah, essentially, he can be an asshole if he wants to. He's God. If he wants to be an absolute douchebag, penalizing prick, he's God. And I'm like, that's not okay. Well, I choose no then.
Yeah, I choose no. First of all, I'm not going to worship that because that would make me a monster. But second of all, it's not logical, because if you believe there is a divinity and that somehow influences you, again, like, if you as the creature are better than the creator, then you've got something wrong there, you know? And so,
absolutely.
And of course they would say, no, the creature isn't better, but I'm like, no, I'm better. I'm a better parent than someone, you know, who would send their child to an eternity of physical torment. And really, that's a low bar. I'm not saying I'm the world's best mom, but, like, that's literally the bar in the basement to be that. So,
like, if you could be like, I literally don't care what my kid ever does, and I mean that, I would never ever wish them an eternity in what's been described as hell to me.
Exactly.
The worst, I don't care what they've done. I don't.
The worst,
like, if they're a murderer, absolutely lock them up. But, like, hell for eternity, no.
Yeah, the worst negligent, abusive parent is still better and probably wouldn't. Yeah, like, think about the parent who's they're an alcoholic and they beat their kids or they neglect their kids. Their kids are hungry and dirty and, like, they should be taken away, right? That parent is still not going to hold their kid in a flame for eternity, right?
Like, yeah.
It's just, that's a real low bar. So
that's a pretty vested interest in someone's torture. Like, that's a pretty sadistic God.
Yeah. Yeah. To do to anyone. I mean, I know Abraham Piper is John Piper's son. I don't know if you know who John Piper is. He's a big.
I do.
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry. We're all sorry that we know who John Piper is.
Don't be sorry. I'm just like.
But his son. I do. His son, which I love this for all of us.
My interest is hella peaked right now.
Yeah, he is. I don't know if he would consider himself. He doesn't call himself an atheist. He calls himself an agnostic, but he is not a Christian. And he's on TikTok, he's on Twitter, and he does wonderful things. I'm a little bit in love with him. I know you're happily married, but I'm just going to confess right now that I'm a little bit in love. I think a lot of people are. It's fine. But he talks about.
I support it. 100%. Good, thank you. Why can't you love who you love?
I can love who I love. Okay. I am not trying to break up anyone's marriage. I'm just saying. So he talks about his deconstruction. He also talks about grammar and just, like, totally random shit. I love it. I love it all. But he was the one who said, like, he was talking about hell. Like, if you like think about Hitler. Okay. So Hitler was, like, one of the most evil, you know, men to live, and, like, or, like, the worst serial killer in the world.
He's, like, tortured. History's shittiest guy.
Yeah. Like, who's tortured and killed, you know, tons of people. So you are in charge of punishing Hitler, okay? It's time. Judgment Day is here. So you're going to take an open flame. You're going to hold Hitler over the flame, and you're going to watch him scream and burn, right? How long could you do that? Like, to punish?
Before I get bored or before I feel empathy?
Before you feel empathy. Yeah, like, a real live human is standing in front of you and you are holding a live
Hitler,
human.
I could go, like, a really long time, honestly.
Yeah. How long do you think, though?
Till I feel empathy?
Yeah.
I just feel like I would get bored and tired first.
Right.
So if I had, like, supersonic God powers to not get bored and tired, I mean, Hitler's a bad example, because I really would. I would literally hire someone to go in shifts with me. I think I could last a while with Hitler,
but,
honestly.
But could you last for an eternity?
No.
No. Like, maybe.
No. I would be over it. Focus, I'd be like, I don't know. Yeah, he's like, pretty fucked up about this now, yeah. So I don't know.
If you focus...
I just feel like no punishment is enough for Hitler, but yeah. Also just for me personally,
I mean...
I think he deserves probably the worst.
My justice... Like, to me, okay, what would justice be? Justice would be experiencing the agony that you put every single person through. So let's let Hitler live the life.
Yeah, I think at a point, I'd just be like, can he die now and just be nothing?
Yeah. At some point, you're going to stop and feel like he has gotten justice and you've watched him writhe in agony, right? And I mean, honestly, I mean, like, a human being, like, burning alive is, like, a really horrible thing. So to be able to watch that for how long? An hour? You know, like, how long could you hold someone over a flame?
I feel like if I could somehow, which is impossible, but if I could somehow measure the torment of every person they did something to, somehow in some measurable way, which is impossible, I would be like, okay, I can endure that long of this torture. And then after that, I'm like, eh. Okay.
Yeah, like, live. Like,
I don't want to fuck with him anymore.
But I think that, so his point was, if the answer isn't eternity, like, you're better than God.
Yeah. Like, and that's, like, literally the worst person that you can possibly think of in our
You'd have culture. To be evil to be able to torture someone for eternity. And now we're going to talk about the child or the you know, person who died.
If they're older than 12.
Right. That's right.
Which is magically the age of accountability, which I was taught.
Yeah. I was taught that we don't know for sure, so you better get saved at 4 just in case. That's what I was taught. It was like, we didn't know.
Oh my God.
You could start worrying about hell at about 5.
Try to teach a kid to repent, a 4-year-old kid to repent from sins of omission.
Yeah. So he made that point. And he also said, like, an eternal punishment, infinite punishment for finite sin is not just.
No,
it's not just. No. So again, the worst you should ever experience would be maybe a lifetime's worth of punishment, right? So, like, again, like Hitler living a whole lifetime of punishment, or maybe he lives every single person's life that he destroyed, whatever. Like, but that is a finite punishment because if you believe in sin, your sin is finite. We can't sin. Nobody sins for eternity. So why would you be punished for eternity for?
That's not an eye for an eye.
Lifetime. So, no, it's not. It's not just. It is not justice. So people who want to say there has to be hell because there has to be justice, that's not justice.
Not at all.
Yeah. That helped free me from any...
And, like, I know that this is... Okay, sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine. That helped free me from any thoughts about... Honestly, like, I know some people that have that deconstruct that still worry about hell. Like, they still have fear. Like, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm going there. Mm-hmm. I have not spent a millisecond since worrying about going to hell. Like, I do not. It does not exist. If there is a God.
I definitely have hell PTSD for sure.
Do you?
Not like in a big way, but there's like a tinge, like not anymore. But for a while, I would say for probably 6 months, 6 to 9 months, there would be every now and then, there'd be like, but what if?
What if? Yeah, how am I going to go to hell?
But then I'd be like, not stupid. But then I'd be like, well, what if? Like, every now and then.
Yeah. I think
it's in there.
Yeah.
30 million years of my life.
Oh, yeah.
That's supposed to be your motivating factor to, like, I don't know, be controlled. Mm-hmm. So it's hard not to ever have a whisper of, like, but what if?
Yeah.
But now that we've laid this foundation on such a grand scale, what you're saying, like eternity is not just whatever. And I just want to say, like, I know this is, I don't want to deflate it at all by making it so small. But at the same time, like, if me going to hell for being, and I'm going to bleep this word because whatever, but for me going to hell for, like, you just shouldn't have made a being with, like, things like that. Like, just you shouldn't have. That's on you. Yes. A little bit. Like, why do you have to make them so hot? I'm sorry. Make a woman who's never going to want to feel up another woman, it's a trap.
It's a fucking
trap. Don't make it like that. And then when I want to touch them, be like, that's it.
That's bad.
It's a hell ride for infinity and beyond.
That is entrapment. And I object.
I'm being so serious. I'm like, it's too good. I don't know. Yes. It's like making a steaming hot delicious brownie and being like, if you even touch it, you're damned
forever. Well, hell, look at
the garden. Then why the fuck did you make the brownie and put it in front of me in the first place?
I mean, let's go back to the beginning.
I just think it's just mean.
Back to the beginning. It's he put the fucking fruit tree in the middle of the garden, so it's kind of his MO, let's be honest.
So what he and was like, I want you to, and then says, yeah. I want you to be like me.
Yeah.
And then he knew the, in okay.
So titties.
He knew the snake was there. And the snake's like, hey, you want to be like God? She's like, well, God told me to be like God. Yeah. So hell yeah. There's a loophole. You're trapped.
It's
like,
all it's the done. Same.
Now the labor pains. Mm-hmm. Now the whatever.
Misogyny.
Yeah, it's all you've earned it. You earned it by eating the fucking apple. I don't know.
Okay, so when you first said that, I literally thought you were talking about your own. Like, you shouldn't have made me with these glorious if you didn't want me to, like.
No, but also that.
Which is also
true. If you didn't want me to masturbate, which is also on a sin scale.
That's made me so damn
don't give me fingers, hands, and like a very extra sensitive genitalia. Like, I don't know. Like, what? This is stupid. Why would you do that?
Oh, God.
Maybe with, like, T-Rex hands that can't reach. Why would you give me arms long enough? Just literally long enough. Think about it.
I'm going to just barely, but I can get there.
You did that.
I love it.
I can orgasm and you want me to not touch myself whenever I want? I just feel like that's mean.
Yeah, it is.
It's cruel.
Rude. Have I told you the story of what I said the very first time I orgasmed by myself?
No. The fact that you remember is really cool, though.
It's related to this conversation.
What did you say the first time you ever orgasmed? It's too late. You got to say it.
I said, thank you, Jesus.
But of course you did.
Because he created it, and I was feeling real thankful.
But I mean, I'm not trying, like, I'm not even trying to make, I mean, I am, but I'm like, after you've laid such a foundation of, like, you know, like, you literally were, like, tortured forever, it's not just, and, like, we're including sins like Hitler.
Right.
Which includes genocide, murder, like, all of the worst, mm-hmm. horrible, horrifying things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I love a nice pair. I don't, like, that's it? I'm out?
That's it. That is it.
Like, this pastor can't put his fucking fork down.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a problem because in my own privacy of my own home, I would like to hit that. I mean, tell me, like, for real. Like, right. Listen to the scale that we're on here.